أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
إن الحمد لله نحمده تعالى ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم إن الدين عند الله الإسلام الله سبحانه وتعالى He mentioned in his book that verily the deen or the way of life or what we act upon and we believe is al-Islam. It is al-Islam. And this Islam, which is the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ibadatullah, worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obedience of the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is all, or this is for all of mankind. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that we have not sent you except as a mercy for everyone, the jinnkind and the mankind, whether it is that you are Arab or you are non-Arab, whether you are black, brown or white. This is the message for the whole of mankind, not for certain people, not for certain ethnicities, not for certain races, etc. It is for the whole entire of mankind. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said himself in a hadith that is muttafaqun alayh, that is agreed upon by Bukhari and Muslim, he said, and every prophet was sent to to their qawm or to their people, khassa, in specific. وَبُعِدْتُ لِإِلَى النَّاسِ عَامَّةً, and I was sent to every single person of mankind, every single one. So the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a hujjah, or it is an evidence upon the entire mankind. My dear brothers and sisters, one part of Islam that we often are negligent regarding, or we are deficient in, is al-wala wal-bara. It is loving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and disliking for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers and sisters, this is a matter of deen, this is a matter of religion, and this is a matter of iman. As we know in Surah Al-Kafirun, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned, Qul, say, O Messenger of Allah, Ya ayyuhal kafirun, O you who disbelieve, La a'budu ma ta'budun, I do not worship that which you worship. Wala antum abiduna ma a'bud, and you do not worship that which I worship, to the rest of the surah. This surah, basically, within it, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muslims, they announce that they are distant from the religion of the disbelievers, that they are distant from making shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise in Surah Al-Mumtahina, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ, that you have within Ibrahim alayhi salam a great example, or a great leader, and those who are with him. إِذْ قَالُوا لِقَوْمِهِمْ, when they said to their people, إِنَّا بُرَآءُ مِنْكُمْ وَمِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, that verily we are distant from you and that which you worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So not only did Ibrahim alayhi salam announce that he is away from worshipping other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but likewise that he is distant from the people themselves. Now, people should misunderstand this to mean that we don't do neighborly deeds and that we don't commit justice to them, etc. But it means that we don't establish ourselves in their festivals, in their religious festivals, in their gatherings, etc. We have to be away from that as Muslims. Kafarna bikum, we disbelieve in you and your practices. وَبَدَى بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَحْدًا, and between us and you is hatred and being enemies until you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And this is in regards to deen. Let me specify that again. This is in regards to deen, the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you are away from what they are doing. You are away from their gatherings. But as for performing neighborly deeds, as for committing justice with them, as for being courteous, a few ayahs later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it. So we have to use this verse in context of the other ayah as well. We have to clarify that. Because some people will take it to mean that I could go and rob the disbelievers, I could go and do this, I could commit injustice, I could take from them. La, it doesn't mean that. It means in terms of religion, And in terms of association with them in their gatherings, we stay away from that. And we dislike what they are doing, and then to the extent what they are doing. But still, we bring courtesy, and we do good, and we do justice with them. And this ultimately, if you look at how Islam spread in Southeast Asia, places like Indonesia, and places like Malaysia, etc., and how Islam spread in West Africa, plenty of the times, it was due to the fact that the Muslims had good mu'amala. Or it is that they were good to the people themselves. So they saw the attitude and the actions of the Muslim and they eventually became Muslim. But ala kulli hal, when it is that we look at the situation, we as Muslims, we must remain distinct from the disbelievers in terms of our beliefs and in terms of their gatherings as well. And likewise, in terms of our actions, our mu'amala, how we act, what we drink, what we eat, what we do, how we operate, we have to be distant from them regarding that, because Islam holds us not only to a spiritual standard that is extremely high, but it also holds us to a moral standard that is extremely high. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azeem, that verily you are upon magnificent khuluq, upon magnificent and the best of behavior. So my dear brothers and sisters, not only we are away from worshipping other than Allah, not only do we disassociate from their festivals and their gatherings, but as well, we disassociate from their behaviors. So, O Muslim, you are away from the shirk that they commit. You are away from their gatherings. Likewise, you are away from the sins that they commit as well. Because sometimes you find Muslims in the name of culture, they go to certain gatherings. Or they bring certain things into their gatherings. It could be the harmonium, it could be the steel pan, it could be whatever else. La, we as Muslims, we are away from that. We are away from that. We are away from carnival. We are away from Diwali. We are away from any of these things that are against Islam. We are away from any of these sins that they are trying to promote within the society, from adultery and fornication and homosexuality. We are away from any of the intoxicants that they try to promote within the society. We are away from the immorality that they try to promote within the society. This is how the Muslim clarifies himself. My sisters, we should be away, or we should be away from the dress of the kuffar as well. What do I mean by that? I mean dressing in the exact way they dress that is unlawful according to Al-Islam. So you find some brothers, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them on us, they dress in the tight pants and the tight jerseys, and in some cases they show their boxers. We have to fear Allah regarding this. We have to be away from that. And in some cases, these sisters, Allahu musta'an, we have to be away from that, because we are Muslim. We are ones who claim to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we truly have to submit to Him. Udkhulu fi silmi kafa, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. Come into Islam wholeheartedly. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith of Anas, in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, he said that there are three things. If it is in the heart of a person, then he has gotten the halawa, or the sweetness of Iman. And one of the things is أن يحب المرأة لا يحبه إلا لله. To love a person and he doesn't love a person except for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for ethnicity, not for money, not for race, not for tribe, not for anything. He loves that person for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. Nothing else. And this is what we have to inculcate within ourselves and our children as well. That we must love our brothers and sisters for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must love our brothers and sisters for their Islam. We must love our brothers and sisters for their iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, "Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum." That verily the most noble amongst you is the one who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. So we have to inculcate these values within ourselves, and we would see how Islam would spread as it spread with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ. This goes back to the point about loving and hating for the sake of Allah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you love iman. Made you love belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And made you love the things that would increase you in iman. وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst them. And he decorated this iman, he decorated this belief, he decorated this love to do good deeds within your hearts. وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوكَ وَالْعِصْيَانِ. And he made dislike for you this belief and sin and going against the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الرَّاشِدُونَ. And they are the ones who are truly guided. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the ones who are truly guided. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the ones who truly practice Islam, worshipping Allah, obedience to Allah the Messenger, and staying away from shirk. And associating or having association with the people of ashirk. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the ones who love iman and from the ones who Allah decorates this iman within our hearts. And may He make us from the ones who dislike disbelief and sin. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اتبع الهدى ثم أما بعد. So my dear brothers and sisters, again the Muslim, he is distinct regarding his beliefs and his actions, and he is clear regarding his beliefs and his actions. And no one should come and try to make these beliefs or these actions of the Muslims unclear, calling it extremism or calling it whatever other, or fundamentalism or whatever other names and isms they have for it. We have to be very clear regarding ourselves, as we know what happened during the week. But as if we found some Muslims calling that particular person an icon and this and that, and saying complimentary remarks regarding this person. Notwithstanding, that particular person, we all know who it is, so I don't have to mention the name. That particular person, he disliked Islam. He disliked the Muslims. That was something known. And something that he put out on the radio several times, accusing certain members of the Ummah of recruiting for ISIS and this and that, who were not doing so. All of this was happening, and yet people could pay complimentary remarks to that person. We have to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody is saying go on a platform and, you know, say everything evil about the man, because of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that do not curse the ones, yani, wala tasubbul ladina, do not curse the ones who worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they would curse Allah without knowledge. So they don't go up in a platform and say whatever these things and whatever else. But at the same time, to pay complimentary remarks and to say he was a fighter for the people and an icon and this and that, knowing that he disliked Islam, and knowing that he was a racist also, clearly. How could we do that as Muslims? We have to be very, very careful, because we're supposed to love and dislike for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and no one else. And whenever a person like that existed in the time of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the likes of Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab, the likes of those who fought Islam with their tongues and their words and their swords, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua for them to either enter into Islam or make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deal seriously with them if they die upon Abdul Islam. And this should be our thought process also, because our point of unification, our point of agreement, our point of brotherhood is al-Islam. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَانٌ. But verily the believers, they are brothers unto each other. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he also said, فَإِن تَابُوا وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ. That if it is that they make tawbah, they repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they establish the salah, and that they give the zakah, then they are your brothers in the religion. They are your brothers in the religion. That's it. Our brotherhood is established upon that. إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ. That verily your friends, your allies, your protectors, they are the ones who do what? They are the ones who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they establish the salah, and they give the zakah, and they bow to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not a man who went on his radio station speaking ill of Muslims. Not a man who made fun of the Muslims. Not a man who accused Muslims of what they were far away from. And not a man, lastly, and I will say this lastly because our brothers on Islam first, not a man who was racist as well. So we have to fear Allah regarding this. Because what happens is, because of the nature of Trinidad and the politics and all this kind of craziness, the Muslims find themselves in all kind of crazy camps, supporting this party. It has no UNC in the Quran and the Sunnah, and has no PNM in the Quran and the Sunnah. It has none of that, as far as I know. If anybody could find it, barakallahu fikum. But it has none of that. It has Quran and Sunnah. And we unite based upon Quran and Sunnah. We don't unite and divide based upon party affiliation, or on race, or on ethnicity, or on this and that and that. We unite upon Al-Islam. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, from them were Arabs, from them were Africans, from them were Persians, from them were Romans. I even found there was even one East Indian Sahaba who went back to India as well. From them there were many nations. And yet that brotherhood of Islam joined them together. And anything other than that is a call to Jahiliyyah. As in a particular hadith, where it is, I believe it is in Sahih Muslim, where it is that a Muhajir and an Ansari, they got into a dispute. Now these affiliations were not affiliations to do with ethnicity or race or color or creed or political party, anything like that. These two affiliations were named in the Quran as the best of people. These two affiliations, Muhajir and Ansar, two of the best affiliations you can get anywhere. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He promised them Jannah. He said, radiallahu anhum wa radu an, والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان. سبحان الله. رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. Those who came first, who had sabaq, who preceded in everything that is good, from the muhajirin, those who made the hijrah, and the ansar, and those who aided them in Medina, وَالَّذِينَ تَبَعُوهُمْ, and those who followed their way in goodness, Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah. And likewise in the Sunnah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, آيَةُ الْإِيمَانِ حُبُّ الْأَنْصَارِ وَآيَةُ النِّفَاقِ بُغْضُ الْأَنْصَارِ, that the ayah or the sign of Iman is loving the Ansar, and the sign of nifaq or disbelief is hatred of the Ansar. But look what happened during the time of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the tag or the affiliation or the ascription wasn't towards a nation, it wasn't toward a tribe, it wasn't toward a race. They were two shari ascriptions naming the best of people after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And look what happened. One person, two people got into a dispute. One was from the Muhajirin, one was from the Ansar. So one of them began calling, Ya lil Muhajirin, oh Muhajirin, come and help me. And another came and said, Ya lil Ansar, oh Ansar, come and help me, come and aid me. What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Abi da'wa al-jahiliyya wa ana bayna adhurikum. He said, is this the da'wa or the call of jahiliyya? And I am among you. Subhanallah. Two ascriptions that are in the Quran, these people are promised Jannah. But because one party is calling to his posse, and the next party is calling to his posse, because it would cause division to the Muslims, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abi da'wa al-jahiliyya wa ana bayna adhurikum? Is this the call of jahiliyya? And I am right here amongst you. Da'ha fa'innaha muntina. Leave it alone. Leave it off. Be away from that, because it is evil. And muntina, meaning in other words, it stinks. It's like a corpse. Look at that. This is the way how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam handled that. And again, these were two names or two ascriptions of people who were affiliated with them, were given gender already. But yet, at the same time, because they were going to use these names for division, Allah subhanahu, sorry, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dealt with it immediately. And this is how we have to be, my dear brothers and sisters. Anything that would divide the Muslims and bring the Muslims head to head because of whatever, and this situation, this affiliation, and that ethnicity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like it, and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he doesn't like it. And it is from jahiliyyah, it is from ignorance, it is from pre-Islamic ignorance, and when the Sahaba heard this, they totally understood what it meant. Because one of the most hated things for them to hear is that their deeds are from pre-Islamic ignorance. Because in pre-Islam, the Arabian Peninsula was in a mess. It was in a total and utter mess. Idol worship. Then you have tribal warfare. Then you have zina, adultery and fornication. Then you have superstitions. And going on and on and on when you read the seerah. Then you have intoxicants, the drinking of intoxicants. One of the mu'allaqat al-sabah, one of the poems that was hung on the Kaaba, it relates to a person drinking alcohol, the whole poem. About him boasting, drinking alcohol in Ba'labak, in Lebanon, and somewhere else. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided them and brought them to Islam. So their nobility is only Islam. O Muslim, your nobility is only in al-Islam. Fakat. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. And we have to know that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought these people who used to do these dastardly deeds. Idol worship, fornication, adultery, this, that, killing their children, burying them alive, and brought them to be the best of people to ever come out of mankind. Islam gives us nobility. And Islam should be what unites us, and Islam should be what we die upon. فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك أقيم الصلاة